250 years of a nation, one minute, one story. This is America in Focus. June 1776. The British Empire rules a quarter of the globe. Its armies are feared, its navy dominates the seas, and 13 small colonies stand in its path. For more than a year, colonists have fought and died. Yet on paper, they remain loyal subjects to the king. But now, everything is changing. In Philadelphia, delegates gather behind closed doors. The decision before them will shape the future of the world. To remain subjects or become traitors? On June 15th, Delaware severs its ties to British rule. One by one, the colonies begin to break free. The crown's authority is crumbling. The point of no return is near. Inside Congress, a young Virginian named Thomas Jefferson writes. He drafts dangerous words, words that challenge a king, words that proclaim a radical idea, that all men are created equal, and that government derives its power from the people. To the North, American soldiers retreat from Canada, exhausted, hungry, and sick. To the South, British warships gather. And around New York, General George Washington prepares for a battle that may decide the fate of the Revolution. The odds seem impossible. The future remains uncertain. The risk? Death by hanging for treason. Yet still, they move forward. Not as colonies, not as subjects, but as a people preparing to become a nation. The week of June 15, 1776, no declaration has been signed. No independence has been announced. But history can feel it coming. The storm is gathering, and in less than 3 weeks, America will be born. That was One Minute, One Story from 250 Years of a Nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
Today's edition of America in Focus was brought to you by the generous support of Airmaster, Holtz Cafe, Bedford Federal Savings Bank, Bailey's Flowers and Gifts, Golden Corral, Sipes Toy Box Storage, Bedford Office Supply, and Visiting Angels. We thank these community-minded businesses for helping make America in Focus possible.